The country's top infectious disease doctor says we are headed into a difficult winter as the Omicron variant spreads throughout the country. Here's Anthony Fauci on CNN.
This virus is extraordinary. It has a doubling time of anywhere from 2 to 3 days. Right now, in certain regions of the country, 50% of the isolates are Omicron, which means it's going to take over.
What more do we know about this variant, and how can we keep ourselves and our families safe as we head into the busiest travel season of the year? To talk about this, let's bring in Dr. Peter Hotez. He's co-director of the Center for Vaccine Development at Texas Children's Hospital. Doctor, welcome back.
Thanks for having me back.
Yes. So let's start with transmission. We heard over the weekend that Omicron is as transmissible as measles, pretty much the most viral of the viruses. Measles is also airborne. Can you put this in perspective for us? How contagious is Omicron in comparison to Delta or previous variants?
Well, if it really is as contagious as measles, and you're right, it's the most transmissible virus, common transmissible virus we know about, we're talking something is twice as transmissible as Delta. And Delta was significantly more transmissible than Alpha, and Alpha was significantly more transmissible than the original variant. And exactly why it's more transmissible, we don't fully understand. It may have to do with the amount of virus being shed from individuals, but also the possibility that it is lingering in the atmosphere for periods of time as well. So it's no question that we're just seeing large groups getting infected very quickly.
Well, there's this New York Times story today that points to research showing that Pfizer and Moderna are the only vaccines that offer any defense against Omicron when combined with a booster. And we're seeing in real time, though, how breakthroughs even with a booster are happening. What's our latest understanding of how the vaccines are working against it?
Well, I would just qualify it the only two vaccines in the United States, because, you know, I think there are other recombinant protein vaccines that may also be doing this as well. So what's happening is this: once you get boosted with that third immunization, you get a huge bump in your virus neutralizing antibodies, 30 to 40 fold, and there seems to be enough spillover, I think that's the word Tony Fauci uses, I would say crossover against the Omicron variant, that you get enough to get a significant amount of protection. So the UK government issued a report last week saying it's about 70 to 75. This is for the Pfizer vaccine third dose, 70 to 75% protective against symptomatic illness. Not as high as it was versus Delta, but still pretty good, and maybe even a little better against serious illness. So it's still holding up okay. The problem is this. There are now data both out of Imperial College London as well as some data in Germany suggesting that protection you get from the third dose, at least for Pfizer, is short-lived, meaning that once you're 2 or 3 months out from your booster, then it starts going down significantly, maybe to half as much as that at 2 or 3 months after your booster, so 30 to 40%. And that's why so many people are hearing about friends and colleagues getting texts saying, hey, I got my booster, and now I've got symptomatic COVID. It's probably because they're further out from their third immunization.
Well, all of us are thinking about the big elephant in the room, and that's us getting together for holiday parties and things like that with family and friends. New York City, we're seeing more than 10,000 positive cases just on Friday. That was up 100% from 2 days earlier. Lots of those infections are among vaccinated people. How does a safe holiday look like? What are the realities here?
Well, the reality is keep your gathering small. Again, make certain everyone who's eligible for that booster gets boosted. And if you have vulnerable people that you're celebrating with, keep that in mind. So, you know, if, for instance, you know, I'm seeing my oldest daughter and oldest son. They're visiting us. But my mother-in-law, I'm a little more worried in terms of drop-off in immunity. So we had to ask her not to come visit us for this period while Omicron is still accelerating. We thought that was too risky. So those of, you know, over the age of 70 or 80, think twice about how we interact with them and protecting them, or those who are immunocompromised. All of that now has to be considered. It's heartbreaking. It's very sad because, you know, we were also exhausted from this. And my hope was that we would have a little window period before Omicron hit the U.S., usually we have a 4 to 6 window, 4 to 6 week window period before things rev up in the U.K. for Alpha and Delta before it came to the U.S., but no such luck. It's hitting right as the holidays are happening. Potentially, this big wave will then subsequently decline, so things will be safer again as we go towards the end of January into February, although I can't promise.
You can't promise. You know, I have about 15, 20 seconds with you. We keep hearing get vaccinated, get boosted, but we're hearing all of this data come out about the effectiveness of all of this. But the point being that it may save your life. It's not about not catching the virus at this point. It's about saving lives. What is your takeaway here?
Yeah, well, it will save your life. And that, you're absolutely right to emphasize that point. So even though we are seeing declines in protection against symptomatic illness after a few months after the third booster, it's still holding up quite well in terms of keeping you out of the hospital and the intensive care unit, according to the data from Imperial College. But if you don't get that third immunization, the protective effect of just two doses is almost nothing, 7-10%, and not that great against serious illness either. So no question, you need that third immunization.
Dr. Peter Hotez, co-director of Texas Children's Hospital's Vaccine Development Program. As always, thank you.
Thanks so much.